from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a judge is delaying Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York City hush money case until after the election. The former president was scheduled to be sentenced on September 18th for his felony conviction connected to payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels. The new date is November 26th. An apparent attempt at car theft in Rumson involved a large police response and shots were fired. A 27-year-old male from Newark was shot. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office isn't releasing the name or specifics of the non-life-threatening injuries. The officer with the discharged firearm wasn't hurt. A New Jersey driver charged in the deaths of a pro hockey star and his brother will remain in jail after his detention hearing was postponed.
Columbus Blue Jackets NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his younger brother Matthew were in Salem County riding bikes on the shoulder of a road nearly 1 week ago when they were struck and killed by a Jeep. Driver Sean Higgins is charged with DWI and two counts of vehicular homicide. Gloucester Catholic High School is hosting a quiet night of remembrance Friday evening for the alumni brothers. A joint funeral is set for Monday. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Transportation Secretary Administration officials say they are seeing an uptick in cat eyes coming through airport checkpoints and carry-on bags. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein says cat eyes are martial arts tools that are little weapons that you can hold in your hands. Typically, it's made of metal or solid plastic.
You put your fingers into the eyes, and then the cat ears, which are typically sharp points, they serve sort of as the weapon. So think of it as brass knuckles. Instead of putting your fingers through brass knuckles, you're putting them through the eyes of the cat.
She says an arrest is unlikely, but the weapons will be removed from those bags. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. The FDA is launching an independent review of toxic metals found in tampons. A study published last month showed the presence of lead and over a dozen other harmful metals in 14 brands. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 410 points. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Call Guaranteed Service at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Earlier this week, we were ringing some alarm bells for tomorrow with the threat of multiple inches of rain and possible flooding, but that forecast has changed a lot. Still going to rain tomorrow, but it will not be an all-day super soaker. Tonight looks fine. No weather issues for you. Partly cloudy skies, seasonable low temperatures dipping into the lower 60s. Tomorrow to start, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid. Highs back in the 70s. There is a chance of a shower in the morning. Better chance for a line of rain and maybe a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. On Sunday, turning sunny and cooler and drier, highs only around 70. Another fantastic dry week coming up next week, mostly sunny Monday and upper 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Newark 76, Edison 77, Mount Holly 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem, the summer's most fabulous venue. You can enjoy hot slots and table games, cool concerts, great restaurants, a luxury spa, pool, and so much more. There's so much to do, and it's only 90 minutes away. Visit WindCreekBethlehem.com. Must be 21 years of age to enter the casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.